This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We got a big one. The Wreckers are coming in today. They played with Eddie and I last night at the Ryman. The Wreckers are Michelle Branch and Jessica Harp. You probably know them from this song right here.
And it's all right, yeah, I'll be fine, don't worry about it.
So they played that last night with us, and they play, but the Raging Idiots band plays the music behind them. And so Eddie and I were doing background vocals for this. Ray, can you start it over? And this is how it sounded like with us.
And it's all right, yeah, I'll be fine, don't worry about this heart of mine.
That's basically what you heard last night.
I mean, it's really good, guys.
Yeah, it's like seven-layer dip. Yeah. It's just so many layers.
I feel bad for people that missed it.
Yeah, yeah. One more time, from the top.
Come on.
And it's all right, yeah, I'll be fine, don't worry about this heart.
See, that's it. Nailed it. The crowd was like, more background vocals. It was awesome. Less them, more background vocals. Which has never happened. But they will be in later, and I'm super excited about that. So let's get going with the show now, though. Around the room, this next person is my right-hand man on stage with the Raging Idiots. Although I should say left-hand man, because I'm left-handed.
You're always on my right. No, you're on my left. I'm on your right.
Yeah, but they say right-hand man because right-hand man's like the main, but I'm left-handed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's just a saying.
So yeah,
just
I hate
like
to
your
saying.
Main help.
I feel like, again, woke culture, taken away from left-handed people. Here he is, Eddie, everybody. Yes.
I want to talk to sports parents. This weekend was just a terrible look for parents out there that have kids playing sports. I had a basketball game, my son's basketball game, and my kids also played a flag football game. At both games, there were fights. People were yelling at refs.
Parents. Yeah.
The football game, two of the dads almost got into it because their kids started fighting on the field. Then the dads wanted to fight. Guys, relax.
Are they just so triggered that they'll fight anybody?
I think so. I think we're at the age, like 9, 10 or whatever, is when stuff just starts getting real, like, you know, intense with sports.
Like, they think their kids should be playing more, or, like, when you're coaching, what's the most annoying thing a parent does?
Not even
on your team, but, like, another team.
I think the parents yelling at the refs is the worst. Like, I found out that these refs get paid $20 a game. Because I asked one. I'm like, how much do you get paid, dude? He's like, $20 a game.
They slept on 40, and they won.
Because, like, they get get harassed so bad. And it's not fair to them. They're just trying to do their job, call the game equally. But the parents just yell at them. Dude, they say curse words to these refs.
Out loud?
Out loud.
With kids around?
What the beep are you thinking? Open up your eyes, ref! It's like crazy. I've never seen anything like this.
Huh. Well, so what would you like to say as your closing statement to parents?
It's very simple. Guys, look, 99.9% of your kids are not going to go to college and play sports. They're not going to go to the NFL. They're not going to go to the NBA. Relax. Just have fun.
But if your kid is, you know, 0.1%, like you can
then get into
bad words.
Yeah,
like,
gives him the right to yell.
Okay. He says he will drive his Altima into the ground, and we hope that's where he puts his prom king crown eventually. Here he is, Lunchbox, everybody.
I don't know what happened, guys, but I have some top secret information, like audio sent to me, and I don't know why.
What do you mean?
Like, I have a song from an artist, full length, that is not out until the summer. I don't know. It just came through, and it had no note. It just showed up on my phone.
Did you get hacked?
Yeah.
No. And I start Googling the song, and it says, coming summer 2023. And I look online, and I can only find 15 to 20-second clips of it. I have the full-length song. There was no note with it, so I don't know if this person meant to send it to me or if
Were you on a list of other people?
No, it was an individual sent just to me.
No chance.
It's like one time I did get an email from a record label executive. They thought they were emailing someone else within their company, and they sent it to me.
That's what I'm saying.
I got a follow-up email that was like, please, destroy...
Destroy your computer.
Like, yeah.
But there is no note with it.
Mike, go look at his computer.
No, Mike, it's on my phone.
No.
He said, don't look in there.
No.
I want you to see what I've been searching.
Golly, let me pull it up. So, I'm telling you, it was.
Do you want to say who the artist is?
No.
What?
I don't want. I'm
not even going to tell us who the artist is? What's it start with? First letter. Okay, he's showing it to Mike.
His first letter.
Mike, is this an accident?
It's there, isn't it, Mike?
Do you think it's an accident or is it a promo?
Like, I mean, I have
and
the
it was
full
a text.
Song.
Write the name down on a piece of paper.
Man.
Hey, is the song good?
Yeah, it's pretty good,
you're
actually.
Ask him?
I mean, yeah, right.
He doesn't even like music.
He's like, it's a banger.
He's like, I don't even care about music.
Well, let's rate it now.
Okay. I mean, we can play it. I mean, we got it.
You're not going to say who the artist is, but you're going to play the song.
I mean, guys, we have
it. Who's the artist then? Just say it.
Jimmy Allen.
How in the world did you get that?
Like, I don't know if he was trying to send it to BB. And he actually did. LB? I don't know. But there's no note there. And there was no follow-up like, oh, my bad. Or
what's the name of it?
It is called...
Wait, did Jimmy send it to you?
I don't know that we should say the title.
Well, if it's online already. Is it online already?
There's like 20-second clips online.
So it exists.
It's
okay.
Small Town Anthem. Okay. And it comes out summer 2023.
I'll just text him. I mean, I'll just send him a voice memo right now. Because it may just be a promotional deal.
What do you mean promotional? I have the whole song. Okay, the whole song is nowhere.
I hear you. Hey, Lunchbox is screaming that you accidentally sent him a full version of a song called
Small Town Anthem.
Small Town Anthem in his email. And he said nobody else was on it. He thinks it was an accident.
You want me to play you a little bit?
No. And he's trying to play it on the air. Is this something that you sent out to everybody? Or did you accidentally send it to Lunchbox? Is that even a real... Just let me know. He's throwing a fit in studio like he's got some sort of exclusive that we don't have.
I do. It's not even in the system.
Right. Wait. We know it's not in the system.
Type in the system. It ain't okay, there. Dude. No one has it.
Hope you're good, buddy. See you later.
Oh, boy.
We'll find it. I sent that to Jimmy. We'll
Did you find it, Mike?
No. Okay. Let's move on from Lunchbox.
I mean, guys, this is... I'm
breaking news. Up. Yeah. Good?
Yeah,
ready to move on?
Ooh.
All right. The next person recently dropped sour cream on the floor, and little did she know it'd lead to her breaking down in the grocery store. Here it is. Amy, everybody. Yeah.
So my daughter's favorite type of movie is scary horror. So occasionally I tried to watch one with her as our bonding time. And she picked out It Comes at Night.
Never heard of it.
Okay. Well, it came out in 2017. And I think you would like it. It's like end of world. Like there's some, it's like disease or something. That's
I love
spreading.
Disease.
Right.
You do?
And then these people are hiding out in the woods because they don't want to come into contact with any other humans because whatever it is spreading at night.
Yeah. Movie Mike, have you seen It Comes at Night? You have?
Yeah, it's a very, very slow burn. I don't know that you would like that.
Is there disease?
There's disease.
I'm in!
You do like
that's my new thing.
It's 88% on Rotten Tomatoes.
But the audience score is 44%.
Oh. Yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I mean, it's fine. But I just thought I'd tell you about it because it's end of world and it was something. It's just crazy now to watch those movies that were made pre-COVID. And it just took me back to when we were first put in lockdown and we didn't know what the heck was going on. And
or how long.
Masks and all the things. You wanted to hide out. You don't want to be near people. So
it was on packages. Washing my packages.
Oh, yeah. Groceries.
Yeah, little did we know. Okay, good?
Mm-hmm.
Raymundo, play that voicemail.
Hey, I have an intro for you, Bobby. He's written 3 books. And if you're a kangaroo... You better watch that left hook. It's Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. It's true. All true. So part of my day was spent trying to get my car acting normal again. I told you guys I locked my keys in my car, which I didn't know could happen because I didn't lock the doors. I had it in my bag. I was going to play pickleball at a court near the house, and I put the bag with the keys in the back seat. Didn't lock the doors because the car's parked right by the court. Nobody's going to break into it. I'm looking right. The door's locked with the keys in the car. I didn't lock the car, and it locked with the keys in the car, which I didn't know could happen when it was electric lock. So, I call the plate dealership. And they're like, oh, it's not supposed to do that. I'm like, exactly. They said, so yesterday they came over to my house. One of the guys that works at the dealership. And we set up all this stuff. And he like had to, all these cars have computers in them. Mine's no different. He had to reboot everything. So I've lost everything. All my favorite, like radio station.
No.
All my, everything is gone. All my settings for my air and seat seating. I get in and my knees are.
You actually take the time to set those?
Yes. Oh. Set them and forget them.
That's right.
Wow.
But everything is off. I got in to come to work this morning. Felt like I was driving in a Ford. The steering wheel's on the other side this morning.
Oh, really?
Like I was mailman? In Europe. And there was a brake for like driver's ed on the other side too. The whole thing is messed up. So that's what I was dealing with. I'm a little off. We had a show last night. It was very late. Today's show is probably going to be really good, but that means tomorrow's will probably suck. I'm just letting everybody know.
Can't wait.
Get into it. It's time to open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My girlfriend and I recently made it official after dating for a couple of months. For my birthday, she got me a nice black Columbia shirt, camo hat, and a new pair of jeans. She also recently encouraged me to grow out my beard. While that may not sound alarming to you, her very favorite artist is Luke Combs. And when I put all those things together, I look exactly like Luke Combs. We met on a dating app, and now I can't help but think maybe she saw my pictures and thought, with a little work, I could be Luke Combs. She confessed to me before that she does find him sexy. Should I be concerned? Is it a red flag if she's trying to get me to look like the country singer she's crazy about? Should we go to the show together? He's playing in town, or is this not a big deal? Signed, Flute Combs. Amy?
I mean, I don't think it's a red flag. I think it probably is just a coincidence. If she has a style she's attracted to, she's like, hey, if you do this, if you do that, that's fine.
It's definitely a type. Maybe it's not Luke Combs specifically as much as it is the Luke Combs type.
But she wants him to look just like Luke Combs.
The type.
But if she you start
just like him.
Like beard.
You know, singing to her every night.
Honestly, it feels a little creepy. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know that I'd break it off because of it.
Right.
But I would say it is not a red flag, but it is a very mild yellow.
Right. Like, so when she starts asking him to perform to her all the time, that's the flag.
When she gives you a coupon for singing lessons and a guitar.
Yeah.
Like, that is the... Right now, it's a mild yellow, but I wouldn't freak out. Although, hilarious.
I mean, but gosh, if it was reversed and...
Exactly. If he started dressing her like Carrie Underwood, guess what would happen? Oh, you're such a shallow pig. Yeah. Oh, how dare you?
I agree.
Yeah, true.
Completely agree. But also, you got a new pair of jeans.
And Columbia shirts.
I mean, look how generous she was with the gifts. A nice black Columbia shirt, a camo hat, and a new pair of jeans. Like, that's pretty generous. She did also encourage you to grow out your beard, which is weird. But other than that, we're going to say mild yellow. Just be on the lookout. But do not break up over this. Now, if you're making out and she goes, Luke, that's problematic. Other than that, I think you're okay for now. All right, thank you for the email. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
On the phone now is Krista, who is a behavioral analyst. Hi, Krista. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what is a behavioral analyst? Like, what do you do specifically?
I primarily work with kids with autism or other disabilities, Down syndrome, oppositional defiant disorder. But essentially, we create contingencies to increase appropriate behaviors, decrease inappropriate behaviors, and build skills alongside that.
I could use some of that here, having these guys increase appropriate, decrease inappropriate.
For us?
Yeah. Well, Krista, you hear the show. What would you like to comment about when you hear it as a behavioral analyst?
Well, I think every day when I'm listening, that Lunchbox would probably benefit from some sort of a behavior contract to help increase some of the appropriate behaviors we'd like to see or decrease some of the negative statements.
So a contract would be like a literal contract where he signs an agreement that says, if I'm a jerk, like, for example, Abby, who loves to sing, she's not trying to really make it as a singer
great
now,
example.
But he's rude to her. He's like, you'll never make it. But if he does something like that, we have a contract where he has to, like, pay me $5 or something like that, where there's a penalty.
So the first thing we like to focus on is the reinforcement of the appropriate behaviors. So
what if there are none of those?
Then he gets nothing.
Okay.
But what makes her the sayer of what's
her
right
degree,
and wrong?
Her degree. No, but education.
Well, a degree doesn't tell you what's right and wrong. Everybody has a different opinion of what's right and wrong. Because she says it's right doesn't mean it's right. That's a matter of opinion. Her job is nothing but opinions.
However, a behavior contract is much more effective when both parties, the one giving the reinforcement and the lunchbox would be the client in this situation, are in agreement of the contingencies.
Mm-hmm. So what could I put as a reward for him? I'm anxious. I mean, I'm eager, anxious to do it now. I'm like, let's go. Let's draw
this
thing
up. Cool.
Yeah, like what's a reward I could put for him in this contract?
Well, what is lunchbox's primary reinforcement? Money. I think we all know what that is.
Money. Money, lottery ticket. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Financial.
Yeah, money. He could spin the wheel. He could get something in return. I mean, he's got listeners out here buying him $200 watches. I'm sure we could figure something out.
That's pretty legit.
Well, no, you tried to be an angel on a tree, a charity tree at Christmas.
And someone bought it for me.
No, they didn't.
Listener did.
Right.
A B-teamer.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, so what if we did this? Can you do it per day? Let's say Lunchbox has a good day where he gets more dings than ants, and then he gets to spend the wheel at the end of the day. Does that work? Can you do it like macro instead of micro, a dollar every time? Could you do it like that?
Absolutely. And I mean, you could do two parts of it. You could have the reinforcement part where he gets money or a spin if he does something good that we've all identified, you know, and explicitly described what that goal is. But then you could do a response cost also. So if he has a negative statement or a rude statement, he could lose the opportunity.
So
he's rolling his eyes.
No, I like it. We'll draw this up. So what, though, would be a punishment that we could do for an adult man who doesn't
have to listen to her talk for longer?
We just put you on with her.
See, that's being rude.
That would be negative, right? Yeah. That'd go down the negative. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Krista.
Well, I mean, I think I would like Lunchbox's input. Would he be interested in earning money for appropriate behaviors?
No, but my
appearance. No, she's asking you a question.
Yeah, I would love that, but you don't determine what my behavior is appropriate.
A contract would.
That's what I'm saying.
But you would agree to the terms of the contract. We're not forcing anything on you. We together would go, we all agree, if you do this, you're rewarded. If you do this, you're punished.
Like if I give my opinions, I'm rewarded. If I don't give my opinions, I'm punished.
What's a punishment, Krista, that is not seen as unethical? Like, can we lock him in something?
That'd be cool. With snakes.
I mean, yeah, you guys could come up with whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You could spin the wheel of, hot
snakes.
Items. You could come up with a second wheel with negative consequences.
Yes, the bizarro wheel where it's all bad stuff.
Spicy stuff.
Wow. Okay. Hey, Krista, thank you very much for this call. This has really put a lot of thoughts in the old brainer. I'm thinking about some stuff. Maybe a couple days, Lunchbox will address the contract here. I'll write something up. If you like it, we'll agree to it. If not, we'll move on.
All right, we'll check it out. See if my pen has any ink in it.
What?
Okay. We'll do DocuSign. All right, Krista, thank you. Really appreciate you listening to the show. Hope you have an awesome day. And the line of work you're in, it takes somebody with a special heart to do that. So we also appreciate you doing that as well.
Of course. Love you guys.
All right, bye, Krista. There she is.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Back in December, there's a bus driver named Rita. She's 72 years old. She woke up and she wasn't sick, but she said, I just felt a little off, but she felt like she would shake it. And she did. Then she did her bus route. And so she goes on and she picks some kids up and then she goes over to her second route. And then she realizes, oh, this is not good. Whatever this is, it's back. So she pulls her bus over to the side of the road, turns on her hazard lights. And there was a 9-year-old that she thought was pretty responsible named Riley, one of the oldest kids on the bus too. And she's like, I need your help. So Riley gets on the radio they have in the bus. It's like, hey, we need some help here. Couldn't get anybody. So then she gets on the cell phone of the bus driver and calls the bus driver's daughter and then calls the paramedics. Everybody arrives. The bus driver's safe. She had a heart attack, but she is not going to die. They take her to the hospital. They're like, yeah, you had a heart attack. Thank God that kid was there. Thank God you pulled the bus over. And then somebody else hopped on the bus, the unnamed hero, and drove all the kids to school.
Oh, yeah.
So three heroes here. The unnamed bus driver, the kid.
Riley.
Yeah, and also the bus driver who's like, hey, I should probably pull over and not keep on doing this.
Yeah.
Who pulled over and got some help and she's going to be okay. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. All right, we're going to go over to Kimberly, who is on the phone. She's in Texas. Kimberly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Now, you're going to love this because we're going to play a game, but I'm actually going to give you a chance to win a big prize. But the first question I have is, do you like big prizes?
I love big prizes.
Now, if you win, you win the prize. But if you lose, I cannot give it to you, okay? Because this is a legal deal and it's a big prize. Are we all on the same page here?
Okay.
Okay. Oh. So here we go. In honor of our 10th anniversary, live from Nashville, Hyundai wants to help us honor your journey, Kimberly, and listening to the Bobby Bones Show. We're going to give you a chance to win $1,000 right
Woo!
Now.
Oh!
She feels like I do.
So we're going to play the Bobby feud. And here's the question. Oh, yeah. And then, Kimberly, you'll be able to grab one of these show members to play for you. And if they win, you win the $1,000.
Oh, my gosh. I am playing to block her $1,000.
Well, she hasn't picked the person yet.
Sorry.
So here we go. The question's going to be, name a place you hate waiting in line. We polled 2,000 Bobby Bones Show listeners and asked them to name a place that they hate waiting in line. So we're going to let you pick first, and then I'm going to roll the dice, Kimberly. Go ahead. Who do you want to represent you? Amy, Lunchbox, or Eddie? And if they win, you win $1,000.
I'm going to pick Eddie.
Okay.
Yeah, smart, Kimberly.
Here's the dice. Ready? Here we go. I'm rolling to see who goes first. The number is 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Lunchbox is
Woo!
First.
So you're blocking Kimberly.
I am stealing that $1,000 from Kimberly's pocket and putting it in mine.
Lunchbox, name a place you hate waiting in line.
The DMV.
Show me the DMV. Okay, number one answer, you get 1 point. Okay. Go ahead, Lunchbox. Name a place you hate waiting in line. We pull 2,000 Bobby Bones Show listeners. Go ahead.
The grocery store!
Show me the grocery store! Number two answer.
Woo!
3 points total so far. 8 answers left on the board.
Yeah, you ready? Yes. Are you ready?
Yep.
Give me the concession stand. You're at a concert. You're at an event. You got to go get something at the concession stand. It's such a long line.
Show me concession stand. That's number good. 8 answer worth Woo! 8 points.
Wow.
Lunchbox
wow.
now has 11 points.
Ah, it's easy. You're at a concert. You're at the club, actually. You're at the club.
Which one?
You're at the club.
Okay, club.
Man, you know what? I got to go to the bathroom. Are you guys in line for the bathroom? Yeah, all right. Line starts back there. Gosh, I really got to go to the bathroom.
Show the bathroom. Number six answer. Lunch has 4 answers off the board, a total of 17 points so far. Lunchbox, Name a place you hate waiting in line.
Man. All right. Well, I'm running out of ones, but, you know, I'm at the amusement park waiting in ride for a lot, waiting in line for the rides.
Amusement park. Sorry. Not on there.
Oh, wow.
What?
That's our long line.
Eddie, over to you.
Yeah. Here we go. He missed this one. This is a big one. Give me school pickup line.
Because in your life, that's a...
I mean, that's huge in a lot of our lives.
Places listeners hate waiting in line. Eddie says school pickup line.
Come on! What?
That was weird.
All right, Kimberly, that's Eddie weird. Went 0 for 1. I mean...
Yeah! Kimberly!
Yeah, not so good. Not so good.
Not a good start.
Not a good start. Amy, over to you.
Okay, so I know we said concession stands, but what about just like for food in general, like at restaurants? I don't want to wait in line.
Did you answer restaurant?
Yeah.
Show our restaurant.
Yep. Oh, Amy, I had that. That was good.
Number 7 answer, go ahead.
Okay. Huh. Let's see. What about, I mean, Lunchbox mentioned going to the bathroom in the club, but what about to get in the club?
Line.
That's good, Amy. I have
bar?
That too.
The line to get in the club or the bar. No, okay.
Oh,
we're
dang.
Around 2 of 3. Points are doubled. This is where you can make a move. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers off the board. The DMV, the grocery store, restrooms, restaurants, and concession stand. Lunchbox, what is your answer?
Mine is in the line at the bar to get a drink. To get a drink.
In the line at the bar. Yeah, when you're... line to get in the bar. Okay, show... There's no chance.
What?
All right. Eddie, points are doubled.
Yeah, here we go.
You need to get on the board for Kimberly.
Here we go. We got it.
Go ahead.
Man, I'm so hungry. I need food fast. Go through the drive-thru, but there's a long line. Hit me, Bones.
With what?
With drive-thru.
I thought that'd be a restaurant.
Show him drive-thru.
What? Amy already said restaurant.
Hey, Kimberly, he's 0 for 2.
No, like a drive-thru.
He's crushing it.
Drive-thru.
I know.
Okay.
Amy, go ahead.
Yeah, so I cannot stand the line at Zara, so I'm going to say shopping.
Sure, shopping stores.
I have them.
That's the number 4 answer, worth double this round. So you have 8
okay,
points.
Okay, let's go. What do I have on here? Okie dokie. I guess sometimes there's a line at the gas station.
Gas station?
Shoot.
Not bad.
One more round. Points are tripled.
Okay.
There's the number 3, 5, 9, and 10 answer on the board. Lunchbox is leading with 17 points. Eddie, you could... If he misses this, you could definitely take it back with one answer.
Yeah, but I'm not going to miss it.
$1,000 on the line.
$1,000. And how many have you gotten right, Eddie, so far?
0.
Oh!
Lunchbox, your answer.
Get in line at the concert at an event when you're outside the gate.
Saying that. He,
No. To get in the gate.
The third time guest in a row in 3 rounds. Okay. Thank you. Eddie, now look. If you don't hit one of these, it's over. And Kimberly just doesn't win the $1,000. So... 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners were asked, where do you hate waiting in a line? The number 1 answer was DMV. Grocery stores at number 2. Number 4 was retail stores. Restrooms at 6. Restaurants at 7. Concession stand at 8. There's a lot of points on the board. They're triple value. What do you have?
This is so dumb. I don't even know if people go here anymore. Is it the post office?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I hate that.
I mean, but do you even go there?
Yeah, UPS store.
Postal store. Delivery place. You know what I'm saying? Come on, just tell me I'm alive.
Show him. Post office.
Kimberly, I'm so sorry.
That might have been the worst performance in history with $1,000 on the line. He didn't get her a single point. I mean,
why are you rubbing it in?
Amy, you can win the game, though.
Okay. Wait, it don't even matter. Amy, just laugh at Eddie with me for a minute.
No,
laugh.
Because I feel bad. She just.
Amy?
Yeah, it's not about me.
What about at the movies?
At the movies? Lunchbox is our winner.
Woo! I told you I was coming for that money.
You don't get it.
What the heck is left?
You just blocked
when
it.
When I come for money, when I see money, I don't want other people to have it. Let's go.
Is it the doctor's office?
The hospital ER would have been one. Yes.
Dang. Oh, ER.
I don't have
that was number 5.
I wasn't picturing people in a line there, though.
Airport security.
Oh,
I hate
man,
that.
You're so not smart.
Traffic.
Well, yeah, traffic.
See, I didn't have that.
At number 9 and the number 10, pharmacies.
Pharmacy is so true.
So
okay, well,
here's what happened.
Just kidding, we're smart.
That's
Kimberly, we're gonna give you another chance later in the show to win again. But if you don't win that one, then there's no more chances.
How does she feel right now?
All right.
All right. Lunchbox wants to know how you can't be good.
Well, let's hear it.
Why are you trying to rub it in?
Shh, Eddie, how do you feel, Kimberly?
It's so sad.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
It's so sad. Okay.
One more chance.
Then we're going to get it later on the show. All right, let's put Kimberly on. We'll get her on with the game later. Give her a chance.
Hey, guys, where's my son to rub in her face?
It's too late.
Let's go! Money on my mind. You hear that?
A lot of yelling.
Woo!
We had a long night last night. A lot of yelling. So we have another way for you to win some free money, too. $10,000. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, who've partnered with us to celebrate the journey to our 10th year in Nashville. Sign up to win and get rules at BobbyBones.com. We'll give her another chance at $1,000 later on. Dang. Okay.
So close.
All right, I'm going to do it. People said I wouldn't do it. I'm going to do it. We got two games in a row, two segments in a row.
No way. Back to back?
I feel bad because Kimberly didn't win the $1,000. Ray, would you mind putting Kimberly back up real quick? Hey, Kimberly, we're going to give you another shot in like 3 minutes, okay?
Okay, great.
So, we're going to do not Google anything.
Okay.
I will.
Not you, Kimberly. I don't care what you do. You can Google it.
That's nice of her, though.
Yeah, it is very sweet of you. We're going to do best Disney songs of all time.
Oh, Kimberly, that's me. That's me.
I mean, it kind of is.
She just picked you and you lost $1,000.
I get it, but I can make it all back
right here.
The game,
the Disney game, the songs, is coming up next. We'll be right back.
Hyundai is celebrating the 10-year journey of the Bobby Bones Show.
Live from Nashville.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Good morning, studio.
Up for grabs, $1,000 for Kimberly.
I can help
her. Same Kimberly that lost $1,000.
That's correct in the last segment.
Yeah.
That's right. In honor of our 10th anniversary, live from Nashville, Hyundai wants to help us honor your journey of listening to this show by giving you $1,000 all through the week. And Kimberly's on with us. Okay, Kimberly, so we're going to do best Disney songs of all time.
I'm about to nail this.
Dude, this is my wheelhouse.
This is my wheelhouse.
No, I have four kids. I've been watching Disney movies forever.
I have 10, Kimberly. You need to pick somebody that you think will go at least 9 for 10. And it can be any of them. It's going to be one-on-one, me and them. Who would you like to represent you, Kimberly?
One-on-one, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm definitely picking Eddie again.
Let's
okay,
go, Kimberly!
Eddie, you got a chance.
Hey, this is the comeback.
It's me and you, one-on-one.
Yeah, we got this.
Yeah, there are 10 Disney songs I have here.
Come on.
You have to get 9 right, the movie.
Okay, 9. Okay, all right.
9 out of 10. You can only miss one or she doesn't win the money.
Okay.
Here we go. For example, this is not one, but for example.
You got a friend in me.
Yeah, easy.
That would be
Toy Story.
That would be correct, and you'd have a point. But that's not a real
one.
Oh,
he has no points yet.
No points yet.
Oh, that's too bad.
Did we get it?
But we're starting off strong with the
example. $1,000 up for grabs.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go.
Settle down.
Here we go. From 2013, here's the song.
Let it go.
Eddie, can you name that movie?
Absolutely. One down. That's Frozen.
Frozen's correct.
Come on. I'm telling you, this is my wheelhouse. We got this.
Song number 2 from 1992. Hit it.
A whole new world. A dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's
disappear.
Eddie?
That's Aladdin, Bones.
That's correct.
Come on.
2 for 2. Kimberly, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I think we got this.
You're getting close to that $1,000. Okay, number 3.
Remember me, though I have to say goodbye. Remember me.
From 2016, Eddie, what movie is that from?
I mean, this movie reminds me of myself. That's Coco.
Coco is correct. 3 for 3. Number 4. This movie's from 1989. Go ahead.
Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world.
1989. The movie is
Little Mermaid.
Correct.
Stay poised.
Killing it.
Hey, stay relaxed.
I mean,
number
so
5.
Cocky for
go ahead.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing praise.
It means no worries.
Oh, okay. Full impression. Go ahead, Eddie.
That's Lion King,
that's
Bones.
Correct. 5 for 5. Okay.
Come on.
We're here. Woo! We're here. As long as you get 4 out of the next 5, you're the winner.
4 more.
You're about to win someone $1,000.
That's what I'm talking
$1,000.
About, Amy.
Okay. Here we go. Uh-oh. What? Eddie, I see a struggle on your face over there.
This Disney?
Yeah, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah. It didn't hit you quick?
Uh-uh.
You want to hear it from the beginning again?
That's not one of those Anna Kendrick movies where she sings?
I'm pretty positive it's not.
No, it's not Pitch
from
Perfect.
From the top, Ray, go ahead.
So it's a princess, a girl, looking back at her in the mirror. I'm going to, you know what, Bones? I'm going to go with Princess and the Frog.
That, wow. That's wrong. All right.
Oh, what is here it? We go,
that's,
folks.
That's Mulan. And that's Christina Aguilera singing the song.
Oh, boy. Mm,
okay. Well, that's my one. That's my one.
Yeah.
That's my one I get to miss.
So as long as you go 4 for 4 here.
Let's go.
Hey, how you feel, Kimberly? Did you know that one?
I knew that song, but I'm not sure I could have pulled Mulan out. So we're still good. There's some easy wins still in here.
$1,000 up for grabs for Kimberly if Eddie goes 4 for 4.
And that was the last one, right? I can't miss anymore.
You can't miss anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
Go, next one.
I want to be like you. I want to walk like you. Talk like you. Choo-choo. You see it's true. And ape like me. Can't learn to be human too.
What are you thinking about that?
I mean, I don't know.
He ain't thinking a lot. Look at his face.
I mean, no. What is that?
Oh,
I mean, there's context clues, yes. Right? Amy, don't help him. Don't help him.
Okay.
We have money.
I heard
here.
Be human, right. Too.
Okay, so will you hit it again?
I want to be like you. I want to walk like you. Talk like you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This is an animal talking to a kid saying, I want to be like you. So give me the Jungle Book. Oh, my gosh. I hope that's right.
That is correct.
Oh, yes. Yes, oh, I've never heard that song.
Guys, you can't help them.
I didn't know the answer.
Okay, here we go. 3 left. You have to go 3 for 3.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
Sounds like Eddie's high school days.
Anything your
You've heard this song, right?
Yo, absolutely.
Many times. Do you know it?
I've heard the song. I'm assuming if your it's Jiminy Cricket in, your dream, in Pinocchio. No.
Correct.
Yeah! Let's go! Okay, wow. Settle down.
You have 2 to go. If you go 2 for 2, you win her $1,000.
Hey, Bone, stick with the same kind of
all Disney. Genre. I didn't make it. It's the top 10.
Don't give me that Christina Aguilera.
He said
time.
Stick with this genre. Yeah, it's all Disney. It's the same genre.
I mean, like, you
Let's
know.
Let's go 2 for 2, Eddie.
Okay.
Go.
Have a chance of a lifetime. Be prepared for sensational news. A shiny new era is tiptoeing nearer.
And where do we feature?
Just listen to teacher. I know it sounds sordid.
I got it. That was tricky because that song's not very popular, but that's Lion King.
That's correct.
Yeah! Wow, that's Scar, dude. Scar's talking to the hyenas.
True. That's true. Okay, we're down to the final one, Kimberly. If he gets this right, you win $1,000, okay?
Oh, man.
If he gets this wrong... That's it. No more looks.
Come on, Kimberly. We got this.
She's just listening, rooting for you.
I know. Yeah. She's probably praying right now, I bet.
Kimberly, is your heart racing?
Yes.
Okay, $1,000.
All right, settle down.
Last song, all or nothing. Go.
Be the light of the sky to see. It calls me. And no one knows how far it goes. In the wind, my sail on the sea stays behind me.
Eddie's face looks a bit confused. He knew some of the words. What are you?
I know the song.
Yeah,
for sure.
What's in your head right now? What are you deciding between?
I have 2 guesses, and Lilo and Stitch came up, and I'm like, I don't think that's a Disney movie, or Moana.
Is that a Disney movie too, or is it
I don't know. I don't know which one's the actual Disney movie, but they're both ocean themed.
What's Lilo and Stitch?
It's like a girl and like a little animal, like an alien.
A little mouse thing.
Oh, it's not 2 creatures? It's a human and a creature?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. So in your mind, it's Lilo and Stitch
or Moana.
Moana. For $1,000.
Let me hear this real quick. I think it's Moana. She's talking about the sea. This is all about the sea.
Now, when I say, are you locked in, and you say, yes, you're locked in, that's your answer. You cannot change it.
Can I hear this song a little bit more?
Yeah, you want to start from the beginning?
Please.
Okay, here we go.
Light. The sky. See, it calls her.
And no one knows.
No one knows.
Before it goes.
That's the stone that she's talking about. All right. I'm going Moana.
Are you locking that in?
Yes, the wind and the sails. This
are
is
you
Moana.
Locking it in?
I'm locking it in,
Bones. He's locking it
for
in for $1,000.
Let's go for Kimberly.
For Kimberly is the answer.
Moana.
Moana.
All right.
Right on the
Oh, my gosh. That was stressful.
Kimberly, you just won $1,000. How do you feel?
Awesome. Thank you. That's awesome, Eddie. You did it.
Kimberly, we did it. We did it.
Guys, let's not forget about how he cost you $1,000 earlier. Let's
he
not.
Didn't. No, no, he made
I
did it for
yeah.
Hey, that's a Disney movie. I saw you go fall down. She, you know, you questioned yourself. You lost.
You say that all the time. Learn from your mistakes.
Right, and then she's like, you know, I still believe in you. There, we got two stories here. Somebody who just keeps on believing. Somebody who gets up, dusts himself off, and wins $1,000.
Wow.
Give it up for Kimberly and Eddie. What a great day. Kimberly, stay on the phone, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
To the rest of our listeners, we have another chance for you to win $10,000 thanks to our friends at Hyundai. Go to BobbyBones.com. Sign up and get rules. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Coming up in about 45 minutes or so, for the first time together in, it's got to be 12, 13, 14 years, because we've been here 10, and the Wreckers were not together while we were here.
Right.
But the Wreckers will be in studio. It's Michelle Branch and Jessica Harp. You will know them from this song right here.
And it's all right, yeah, I'll be fine. Don't worry about this heart of mine. Just
still a jam. Love it. They played with us last night at the Million Dollar Show at the Ryman. So they're coming in this morning. So I'm very excited. We've never had them in. It's always fun for me to have brand new people in. Here's a voicemail from Catherine in Amarillo, Texas.
I wanted to call and say thank you guys for the President's Day show. It was so good. It brought so much funny content, great interviews and just great interactions with all of the show members. And I just want you to know that as a B Team member, it means the world that you guys want to show up for us and get us through our day, whatever that day is about. You guys are awesome. Keep being awesome. Thanks.
Well, that's a very nice message. And if we paid callers, because some radio shows do, they pay callers, fake callers.
That's crazy.
That'd be what I'd pay a caller to say. Yeah. That would be script verbatim. We don't pay callers. We never have paid callers. But that would be it. That would be a hired caller. And I played that purposefully just so I could feel good. Yeah. I'm a little tired from last night's show. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Have you ever been to any movie homes or TV homes like the Full
Great
House?
Question. Or... Did we go to the Breaking Bad house? I feel like, no, we just talked about that and never went.
Yeah.
We were there like in the same state. We're like, we should do this. And we never did. So the ones I would go to, Brady Bunch house, never seen it. Golden Girls house, Full House house, Friends. No, I don't think I've seen anything.
I went to Golden Girls and Full House, but I think I had the wrong Full House house. But apparently,
you did. But they all look the same. Yeah.
that went wrong. Well, I have the most Googled movie homes.
Full House. No. Home Alone.
That is number one.
It has to be. Good. I can picture it in my head. Mm-hmm. That big, and I was like, how'd they get that much money? That's what I think. Like, how do people make money to have this?
I get 70,000 people are searching for that house every month. And do you know where it's located?
The real house?
Yeah.
Well, I know the show is like, the show, the movie, that's not my grandma. The show outside of Chicago, like in Illinois?
It's in Illinois, yeah. Dang. Huh. Look at
That's good, dude.
Okay, also in the top five, you have the Twilight House in Oregon, Hocus Pocus House in Massachusetts, Father of the Bride House in California, and then Edward Scissorhands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't know those four. I know where Johnny Cash's house was, though. He's not from Arkansas.
The original one?
Yeah.
That's
cool. Wasn't in a movie, but that's pretty cool. Yeah, what else?
There's a TikTok trend for a little snack. This girl's gone viral. 13 million views, and people are apparently obsessed with the chickle.
Let me see if I can figure this out. The chickle. It's got to be a chicken pickle. The chickle. The chicken pickle. The Chucky, the grilled cheese pickle. The cheese pickle.
Chickle. Cheese pickle.
Chicken pickle sounds better than cheese pickle.
It does,
But
actually.
We had pickles with cheese at high school football games. Back in the day.
I've never had
You get a dill pickle and they put cheese on it.
What?
Whoever you are on TikTok, you stole this from Mountain Pine High School circa 1997, 1998.
Well, I think her thing is she pan fries the cheese so it warms it up. Yeah. And then she lays the pickle inside and wraps it around and eats it sort of like a pickle cannoli.
Yeah, we didn't do that. What we did was you got that plastic nachos tray and you take the pickle out of the bag and you lay it in that nachos tray just naked. And then you put... cheese, pump the cheese on it.
Oh.
And then you just eat it with a fork.
That's cool.
We called it the chickle.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
Cody Johnson is talking about how he nearly quit music, but his wife, Brandy, inspired him to keep going. He said there was days that he would come home and just say, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. This is eating me up. And his wife would look at him and say, yes, you can. You've got to. You got to get back to work. And have a better mindset.
I feel like you want to get him out of the house. That's what it sounds like, more than like pursue your dream. It's like, no, you got to go back to work.
So he credits her for his ability to push through. And because of all that, if he had to give all this up for her, he would do it. But I don't think she'd probably want that.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so either. Not now, after all that.
But just a reminder that you can encourage those around you.
Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Police in Alaska got a call, 911, what's your emergency? And a resident on the other side says, oh yeah, I'm looking out the window and there's this pig. It's just standing on the side of the road, looks really cold, and I feel like it shouldn't be out there. So police respond and they find Elvis Pigsley standing on the side.
Did you make that up?
That's his name.
Okay, I like it.
Standing on the side of the road freezing. They don't know it's Elvis Pigsley, but they put the pig in the back of the car, and they put a post on Facebook, said, hey, we found this pig shivering on the side of the road. Someone said, hey, that's our pig. It got out. So took a ride in the cruiser back to their house, and Elvis Pigsley is back home safe.
Pigsley or Pigsley?
Pigsley. Did I say Pigsley?
You
Pigsley,
did.
Pigsley, whatever. Elvis Pigsley's alive because the cops put him in the back of the cop car. No handcuffs, but he is in the back seat.
Be tough to handcuff him, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because we have hands that you can't get you can just easily slide them off.
They have hooves.
Yeah.
You can zip tie them.
I don't know if you could.
Oh, really?
Now, did the pig say, thank you very much?
No, thank you very much. Thank you. Lunchbox, nice job. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Over to Amy. Let's get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
How do computers get tipsy?
How do computers get tipsy?
They take screenshots.
Pretty funny.
That's good.
I like that.
That was the morning corny.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
this is exciting for me because the Wreckers are here in the studio. You would know the Wreckers from their song "Leave the Pieces."
And it's all right, yeah, I'll be fine. Don't worry about this heart.
The Wreckers are Michelle Branch and Jessica Harp. You would know Michelle Branch from a bunch of songs too, but here is "Everywhere."
'Cause you're everywhere to me.
They got nominated for a Grammy. They were a vocal duo. I mean, so many awards, and they haven't played together in a long time. They played with us last night at the Ryman Auditorium. Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots. Super excited to have them here. Let's welcome in the Wreckers. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Michelle Branch and Jessica Harp of the Wreckers.
Guys, it's super cool to have you here. Thank you for coming.
Great to be here.
I feel like we've caught the white whale, honestly. Oh. Like, I'm such a fan of you guys together and individually. And Jessica, you and I have spoken before. And Michelle, I mean, it's just like I've been trying to track you guys down forever, and it took a hospital to get us all together last time.
So, it's an important thing.
You're actually the reason why we got back together. You
made it happen.
I don't know if you're kidding or not, Michelle, because I don't know that's true. But if that's, I will put that on my bio. It'll be on my Instagram bio.
You're now the president of the fan club.
So let me ask this. Let's go back to the infancy of the Wreckers. How did this thing come together? Michelle, I'll start with you.
Magic. Honestly,
were you living in Nashville?
No, I wasn't at the time. We met in the
Kansas. We were children.
Yeah, we met in the Kansas City airport.
Oh, you knew each
other?
Yes.
We literally met.
We were teenagers.
In the airport at teenagers. Mm-hmm.
Like just crossing, or were you going to the same place, like camp or something?
I lived in Kansas City.
Okay.
And she was coming through on a radio tour.
And I had heard her music and was completely blown away by her music and said, like, please, let's keep in touch. Let's meet. Let's hang out. And this was before like the days of high security at airports.
Yes.
And she's like, I'll just meet you on your layover at the airport and like we'll have a TCBY and like hang out.
Also the days of TCBY.
Oh yeah.
Yes. So we hung out at the airport and then I was like, you should come out on tour and like we should write together. And then it turned into her singing with me on stage and then we were
and
like
never going home.
Yeah. And we kept writing these songs on the tour bus and singing them in harmony. And they were clearly not Michelle Branch songs. And I was like, wait, I want to work on this instead of, I was supposed to turn in another solo record. And I was like, this is what I want to do. And it just happened so
naturally
and quickly. Yeah. And yeah.
And so but what's the next step? You call her, she says yes. Do you go, okay, now we need to come up with a name. And is it going to be an entity or were you just like seeing, were you experimenting still?
No, we knew we wanted to be in a band. We had this portion of my show. She was singing backup, and we would have this portion of the show where the band would leave the stage, and it was just she and I on stage, and we would play a couple songs. And so we were like, we have to start thinking of what to call this. And we actually played music for our record label. I was on Maverick at the time and in L.A., and I played it for them, and they were like, we don't know what to do with this, like... you're wanting to do a country project? Like, we don't understand. So we went, we approached the producer, John Leventhal, and we were like, we really want you to produce our record and we'll pay for it and do this all.
Did they think you were crazy? Like, yeah. You had massive success. And you're like, now I want to go do a country record?
I literally got a call from someone who worked at my publishing company, and she was like, I think we need to have an intervention. Like, we're really concerned about you. And I was like, no, you guys are all crazy. And then, of course, when it was a massive success, everyone's like, I knew it.
Of course. They believed in you from the beginning.
So
the first single you guys put out ever, how'd the Wreckers come up? How did you settle on the name The Wreckers?
Well, originally we were the Cass County Home Wreckers, like as a joke.
Yeah, it started as a total joke.
Yeah. And then we just shortened it.
And there was a band in Canada called The Wreckers, and we didn't realize that until we had already kind of, the train had left the station. So we actually had to buy the band name,
really?
The Wreckers. And now, I wonder what happened to the Canadian band.
Well, they're now known as the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
So they've really done well since then. So, and how fast did success hit for you guys as a performing duo?
You know, in movies, like, for instance, the movie That Thing You Do, when they are recording and then they leave the studio and it's playing in the car already. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's how it felt.
Really?
Yeah.
So it also happened crazy. In the Queen documentary where they're like, we're Queen. Now we're Top of the Pops. And I'm like, that's not how it happened at all. Yeah. But for you guys, it was.
It felt that way.
It did feel that way.
It just, once it started, it never stopped.
We wrote the album. We wrote the whole album, minus Leave the Pieces and My Oh My,
yeah,
in 2 weeks.
And did you know that you guys had, I asked this question, and some people will be like, nah, we, you know, we just wrote a bunch of good songs. We didn't know. But you write that all in 2 weeks. Did you feel like, man, this is like really special because we dedicated our times to just this project? Or were you like, I don't know what it's going to do?
No, it felt,
it did feel
so
special.
Exciting and special. Yeah.
Did you know that Leave the Pieces was like the catchiest, biggest sounding song?
Yes. And
no, though, because do you remember the demo? I mean, the demo was kind of lackluster, truly. I mean, it was a good demo, but it, from the demo, you didn't get that feeling. And we were told that many other artists had recorded that song
and never made
their albums.
Little Big Town cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else cut it. And it never happened. And I heard it and I was like, no, you guys, this is a really good song. Like, please trust me on this.
What,
like,
did you hear about it stuck to you?
It was just, there's like an instant, one of my kind of things that I've always noticed about songs that I love that become known songs or big songs is like when it finishes, you immediately want to start it over and hear the intro again. Mm-hmm. And for me, like, there was something magical about the intro. The lyrics I really loved and related to, and the melody was so strong. And
the yeah yeahs, you can't pass that up.
So you guys start playing. Did you go on the road and open for like any of the massive? They're like, hey, come out, and you were like the baby opener.
Everybody,
really?
Rascal Flatts almost immediately.
Who was awesome to you guys?
Everybody,
really.
Keith Urban was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Everyone was really, yeah, really awesome. I mean, that time period too. I just felt like it was so special. The circle of artists, we'd all see each other on, you know, radio shows or tour, and everyone really felt like family. And it was such a cool period of time in both of our lives.
It was.
I'm gonna ask the difficult question. Now that we're together, and we all feel good with each other. I mean, are we thinking? I mean, we're all best friends. Like, maybe, I don't know. We cut something at some point. Something new. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. Maybe we talked about that at all.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So Jess and I had plans to get together and just write and hang out and catch up. And then this, you know, thing called COVID happened and put a damper in our socializing. And we both had children.
And we keep having babies.
Yeah.
So. You don't know they're coming? All of a sudden, they're
babies. They just pop out.
I actually remember, I think I wrote you and I was like, I'm pregnant. And you were like, oh, cool, because I am too.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, thank God. Okay, let's just keep kicking this can down the road until, like, we're allowed to, you know, do this.
So at some point, maybe there'll be another Wreckers
song, project, whatever it is. We both would love that a lot.
Well, let me thank you guys from the bottom of my heart, because I don't think I would have asked if it wasn't a big deal that didn't include me, right? I mean, we did the show last night, which, by the way, just something for the listeners. We recorded this right before the show that's airing after the show, because I was never going to make them play and then come up in the morning.
Although we are both moms, so we would have been up anyway.
Yeah.
So we're kind of in a time machine here. But thank you guys, because it's, you know, such a big deal to us to be able to continue on with that hospital, and this thing has turned into, it's a massive show at the Ryman, but it's played all over, and we raised so much money. So I would have never asked if it wasn't so important. So I'm just really appreciative of both of you, for you for flying in and being here from Kansas City.
Road tripping for 8 hours with a 4-year-old.
Wait a minute.
I told them, I said,
we'll get her a plane ticket.
Road tripping.
No, she wanted to.
She got to the airport. She's like, is there a ticket? And they're like, no, I'm sorry. Ah, crap. Oh, no. So does it fit like a glove when you guys try to sing it? Is it easy?
Yeah. It's like hair on your arm stand up. It's just back, like no time has passed.
Exactly.
Well, I can't wait till tonight last night was awesome.
Yeah.
So good.
No pressure.
And we just can't wait to hear what you guys have in store. And it's so nice to meet both of you in person.
Thank you.
Too. Massive fan of both of you as a unit individually. I don't know, Amy, anything for Michelle, for Jessica? Jessica. She called her Jess. Now I'm like, I'm the nerd that doesn't know her well enough to call her Jess.
My friends call me Jess.
My comment was that I'm just kind of geeking out to see y'all perform tonight, but it's actually tomorrow. So
so last night was awesome. Yeah.
So I feel like the hair on my arms are gonna stand up. No. So
you haven't heard background vocals like you're gonna hear tonight.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. It's one of a kind.
I'm ready for it.
No, I'm kidding. It's going to be great. Okay, there they are. The Wreckers. It's Michelle and my friend Jess, by the way.
Yes.
In case you didn't know. And we'll be very excited to hear whatever you guys have in store for us.
Thank you.
Thank you. And let's clap them out. They're the Wreckers, everybody. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Let's go with the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Bad timing on reading this story. The question is sugar okay for your dogs? The answer is no. So even this morning, it's a long night last night. More details later. It was a great night, but then just after I got home, it's a long night. And this morning, after a couple hours sleep, I was trying to open the cereal. That's my ritual in the morning, eating cereal. Love it. And I'm pulling the bag, and some of these bags are way too hard to open. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Come on. And it explodes, right? And so there's cereal all over the table, pour some in the bowl. And Stanley, who's awake because he hears me up, is just standing beside me. And so I'm like giving him a little piece of cereal every third or fourth bite. He's just, oh, nom, nom. Sugar in the cereal. So he basically had a bowl of Frosted Flakes this morning. With sugar, but it is not okay for your dogs. It could result in digestive issues, vomiting, and choking.
Oh.
Now, those two, he didn't vomit or choke. I also live with digestive issues, so yeah, suck it, buddy. We both have them. That's showbiz, baby. That's what I like to say. Did you know there's a physical side when you fall in love? The effects are weight loss, lightheadedness, insomnia, queasiness, and an ability to concentrate, and cotton mouth. Are we sure that's not COVID? Did we make the story up?
You lose your smell.
Wait, what? Morgan, do you have your smell back?
No, it's still gone.
That's crazy.
Fully?
Yeah, unless something comes right up to my nose, then I can smell it.
Wow.
How long ago did you have COVID?
August of 2021.
Still no smell.
Wow.
I wonder if you'll ever get it back your whole life, and does that make you sad?
It kind of makes me sad, mostly because I really want to be able to smell myself, like if I smell bad, but... Everything else, no, it's great because I go out and somebody will be like, it smells terrible here. I'm like, I have no idea. That's great.
Oh.
Yeah, she got a side job at a poop factory. Doesn't bother at all. She walks around.
Yeah, she's awesome there.
Inspects, gets out of there. Most things you worry about don't end up happening. This is from an essay written by Holly Hazlett Stevens, who's a PhD. called Women Who Worry Too Much, but it's not just about women. Research shows that 85% of the things that we stress over and that we really get bent usually doesn't end up happening, or brace yourself, ends up having a positive or neutral outcome. So the odds are, just playing the numbers here, you are wasting your time worrying about something that will probably never happen. Things we worry about: kids, marriage, employment, money, pets, our home, vehicle, and superficial things. Well, that's everything. Yeah. That's literally
what
everything.
What else is there?
That's it.
Future tripping.
Mm-hmm. The things that I've been most worried about when I've been extremely stressed out, though, mostly all come true, I'll be honest with you.
Oh.
But I'm not a big stressor or worrier. I think I live under a constant level of stress, so I'm never just like, I'm so stressed. I think I just live it. And so I think I'm always kind of stressed.
That's just normal for you?
Which is when relaxing starts to happen, I feel really uncomfortable and like I'm cheating. Or like I'm doing something that's not fair.
Yeah, that's not good. You got to work on that.
Well, I have been for like my whole life.
That's true.
It's to the point now where I'm beyond that middle point where it's like, what's the point now? I might as well just keep pushing, you know?
You're just a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, let's just go. The surprising superfood that helps with confidence is a handful of almonds. Try to snack on them 10 to 15 minutes before, well, anything that's important, a big presentation, a speech, talk with the kids, having to go to parent-teacher conferences, anything where you're a little bit uncomfortable, where you're a little bit nervous. They say almonds are loaded with amino acids, and that in combination with your brain helps people come across as more confident, assertive, and convincing. It also eliminates hunger, which is what some of the chemicals are that makes you feel these ways, preventing feelings of nausea and lightheadedness. And again, we start to feel the ways of like being not confident, being non-assertive, because we may have hunger and we don't know actually how that's affecting our brain or nausea, etc. So almonds rock. I did a campaign for pecans. I love pecans.
Yeah.
I would eat them on my Instagram. And so they called and they said, hey, do you like pecans? I'm like, well, yeah, I'm eating them. You're not paying me to eat them. I love them. And they're like, cool. So I went and I met with the pecan people. Really one of the most fun but random meetings ever. It was the National Pecan Council. And I'm like, I thought that you were like Willy Wonka. I didn't even know that existed like in real life. And they do. And they're very passionate about pecans, as am I. I love a pecan. I love an almond. But what I learned was how you say it really is the way I say it. It's the one thing ever. It is pecan.
Not pecan?
Not pecan, not pecan. It's pecan.
Oh.
And so luckily I said that one right. But they have to correct people because they're universal as they were, as pecan. So I just wanted to show I was right about saying something.
Hey, good job,
which
man.
I rarely am. People are like, you say this wrong. Your accent's too thick. But working with pecans is pretty cool. One of my favorite. Salt Life, the founder of Salt Life. You guys familiar with the brand?
Yeah, that's what's up, dude.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Explain to me about the brand.
Beach Life, man. Salt Life, you know, it's like it's about salt water. You know, when you live around salt water, you live that salt life.
But you did. You grew up.
South Texas, South Padre Island.
We surfed.
Surfed, fished.
But I always laugh when you live in the city like this and people have Salt Life on their truck. I'm like, guys, you're like nowhere near the salt.
But maybe it's like their vacation or where they came from.
Yeah.
And it's a state of mind. Like, it's always in you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No matter where you at geographically.
Yeah,
it's like a virus.
Yeah.
Like chicken pox. Salt Life's like chicken pox and never really leaves. Yeah. And so you're a big Salt Life guy?
Yeah, dude. Love
the
it.
The brand?
Have yeah, well, I don't
ever
wear
seen anywhere.
I have one t-shirt that says Salt Life.
Okay.
Salt Life founder, 56, sentenced to 12 years in prison for shooting dead his teenage girlfriend.
No, that is not Salt Life.
No, that's not Salt Life.
Wait, hold on.
This story is so many things. And I don't do a lot of dead stories in the news.
But
Salt Life founder, 56, was with she was 18. Oh. That was his girlfriend. Which already, even if you're like Salt Life founder has 18-year-old girlfriend, we're like,
dang.
Wow.
Wow.
That's Salt Life.
That's Salt Life. And apparently he shot her, quote, during a play gunfight.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I never had a play gunfight as an adult with real guns.
No.
What?
And then he left her body in a Florida hotel room. Oh. That doesn't sound like a play gunfight.
Mm.
Michael Hutto, the co-founder of Salt Life apparel brand, has pleaded guilty to manslaughter with a firearm in connection with the death of an 18-year-old at a Singer Island hotel, has been sentenced 12 years in prison, was arrested in Jacksonville. This is from WPTV. He told detectives he and Duncan were headed to the Florida Keys to visit some of his friends. When they stopped at the Hilton after spending time together, they were playing inside of the hotel room as if they were shooting with their finger and a gun. Hutto told detectives that Duncan was sitting on the counter in the bathroom when he pointed the gun at her and it fired, shooting her. Listen, it could have happened, but I don't think you play. Do you play gunfight and point? Anybody that's ever had a gun. I have guns. I've always had guns my whole life. I have never, not one time.
No.
Not even when I was 8 and got a 410, like a shotgun. I've never once pointed it at somebody in a joke because you were just taught. Now, maybe he is so uninformed, and this is what makes gun owners look bad. Idiots like this.
Yeah.
But still, play gunfight, and then you also have an 18-year-old girlfriend when you're 56. There's a lot of things that make me go, he just didn't make good decisions.
And also, he only got 12 years.
Well, because of the manslaughter. He pleaded guilty to manslaughter.
Okay, well, I don't know.
If the story's true,
and his lawyers may have said, hey, just, I'm complete speculation on my part. The lawyers could have said, hey, we'll save as a play gunfight, and maybe we can plead down.
Oh, right, because it's literally them two in the hotel room, so there's no one else there. She's dead, so how do they know?
Hutto told detectives that story about the bathroom. Hutto said he then put the gun in his backpack and left the room, driving until he ran out of gas.
Oh, no.
So it sounds like he was going on the run. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, suspicious. Why would you not keep filling up with gas with a credit card, except they can track your credit card and see where you are? Duncan's father told police that Hutto, who was her boyfriend, had been giving her drugs to keep her sedated. Ugh. And they also could have been, again, complete speculation, but as a story kind of, you know, the onion peels, you're like, well, if he's giving her drugs to keep her sedated, again, that ain't good. But two, was he taking drugs also? Probably. All speculation here. And then you make bad decisions sometimes. I've heard.
Yeah.
What a wacky story.
It's a weird one, huh?
Wow.
And a sad one. That's from WPTV. Thank you very much. I mean, I have another one that's like, I'm going to hold this one off because there's another one that might be a little crazier, but it's a death, a killing. We'll see how I feel in a second.
Okay.
The big debate of the day, pickles on pizza.
Yes.
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 Whoa. Interesting. I like pizza and I like pickles. And when I first read it, I go, well, that don't go. But it probably would be pretty good.
Let me tell you, we order a Nashville hot chicken pizza, and it's delicious. It's spicy chicken with pickles with ranch dressing. And it's so good, Bones. You'd love it.
Yeah, I don't want to say it would be disgusting without trying it. But it sounds gross when you first read pickles on pizza. Yeah. Pickles are most served on pizza with garlic sauce. That's from NPR.org. Mm. You ever had it, pickle pizza?
I don't like pickles.
You ever had pizza pickles?
Yeah, it's good.
Pizza pickle, and you have pizza.
Yeah, so good, dude.
A California man earns a world record for 2,995 consecutive Disneyland visits.
Oh, man.
That guy, Jimmy Allen, country singer. No, he goes a lot, but no,
like,
he loves
been
it.
Like that many days
yes.
in a row?
A California man. You know they would see him come and be like, great, here's Greg again. I don't know. His name is Jeff. A California man who visited the Disneyland theme park for 2,995 consecutive days was rewarded with a Guinness World Record certificate. Does he not have a job?
Yeah, what does he do?
And that's not cheap.
He probably has a season
unless
pass.
He has.
Pass.
I'm sure he has a pass. Okay. He's an older guy. He's 64 in one of these pictures he took, but 3,000 days is roughly 9-10 years.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Does he have friends?
They all Mickey, work at the park. And the statues of Walt Disney.
Mickey, Minnie.
Cinderella.
He chronicled his Disney trips on social media. What I think happens with these stories is he does this. He did a 60th consecutive trip. And people would be like, wow, that's crazy. So it became his identity. Getting like affirmation, love. Yeah. And he's like, I'm just going to keep going because I'm that guy now. So that's from UPI. But he's been there 2,995 consecutive days.
Wow. Good for him.
No, not good for him. I'm
you know what? If
him.
That's what he's doing, and he's retired, and he's not hurt, great. He could be doing other stuff. He could be living salt life.
Yeah.
Great.
Good
you know?
Point.
Good.
Recall alert. 140,000 Enfamil Pro Sobe baby formula cans recalled over contamination concerns. Mm. Now, I'm not familiar with the brand because I don't have a baby.
I think it's Enfamil.
Enfamil.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Enfamil Pro Sobe.
Okay, you got it wrong again.
Okay, what's that?
Enfamil.
Enfamil Pro Sobe. Is it Pro Sobe?
That part I don't know.
Okay, wise guy. You know the first part, but you're
well, the first part's the brand.
Yeah.
They say, hey, bad news. We got a possibility of cross-contamination with some crazy Chronobacter Sakazaki.
Oh, no.
That's
according
not good.
To the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. So just heads up. That's from Cairo 7. Look for Enfamil.
You got it.
Good job.
Pro Sobe baby formula cans. A Pennsylvania high school student is arrested after airdropping a bomb threat during an American Airlines flight.
Oh.
In high school, you should be smart enough not to do this. This is dumb. This is just dumb. Because I don't think they were going to bomb the plane. This is dumb. It's not a joke. It's a joke that best case scenario is just mildly, barely scratch at the surface funny. Only if you send it to a friend and still you're like, ew, I don't want this on my phone. That's best case scenario. Worst case scenario is this.
Oh, boy.
A high school student was arrested after sending a bomb threat on an American Airlines flight through Apple's AirDrop technology. His threat forced the plane to return to the gate.
Well, yeah.
They had to search the plane. They detained the group of students during their planned humanitarian trip.
Humanitarian?
Oh, no.
They were attacked. Yeah. The potential bomb threat made everybody get off. They had the Joint Terrorism Task Force get on, search the plane. They're in custody. It doesn't say if they sent it to one or everybody, but even one, it's too many. It's just, I like pranks.
Not bomb threats.
But best case scenario, this isn't that good.
Yeah, I don't want to.
The risk and the reward or not, just
later. Ever airdrop.
Do that thing with your hands where you like weigh it. Yeah. It don't weigh good.
Things you don't airdrop. Pictures of your body.
Well, no, I do that. Yeah. I send it to everybody who's on. That's from Fox News. Thank you. That's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big
Stories.
So apparently there was drama last night where a lot of the show members went to the show that Eddie and I did at the Ryman last night. And I didn't know who was there or not. I was running, as I said, with like a chicken with my head cut off all day, from the radio show to rehearsals to the show to doing press and promos because we shot as a TV special. I didn't know anything was happening. Thank you for keeping that from me. But who, Scuba, was it you who was telling me that Lunchbox was demanding backstage passes?
Yes, and I don't know if you want me to say the reason why, but he's like, I need to be in the back.
No, say the reason why.
Because I don't want to be around all the listeners and then bother me for photos and hanging out. So I got to be away from them. Put me in the back, please.
Sounds about right.
I'm going to let you respond to that.
Yeah, 100% accurate, because if you do go out front, like, which I did a couple times.
I saw a video of you out front just singing along.
And guess what happens? You get mugged. And I'm like, listen, guys, I'm trying to enjoy the show.
But you can't really enjoy it from the back. You can't hear anything, really.
Well, you can't enjoy it in the front because, I mean, you can't even watch it, because I went out there for like 2 minutes.
You were singing as loud as you could right in the middle of people. And you're like, with arms wide open, whatever you're singing. It was like, of course that's you.
And everyone else is enjoying the show. I don't think they're worried about you.
Yeah, they were. I mean, they were all just jumping up. And I mean, I'm sitting there trying to watch the show, and people are turning around filming me watching the show.
Okay,
and
but that's right. Okay,
that's awesome. What I'm saying. So that's why I need a backstage pass. I was like, this is.
I thought you liked to be noticed and recorded.
No, I do. But I mean, it was over. I mean, how many 10,000 people there? And I was going to say hi to all 10,000. Like one time I tried to go to the bathroom because we got locked out of the back. And I mean, it took me 30 minutes to get to the bathroom because people kept wanting to take pictures. I was like, guys, I'm about to pee my pants.
Sounds like your dream.
Not peeing my pants right there. And so, yes, it was.
So you demanded backstage passes.
Demanded backstage passes. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I didn't know if it was true.
I mean, how awkward would it look if I had to walk in the front door like with a ticket?
I mean, not like awkward at all. You mean like everybody else?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
So is it about the listeners or about walking through the front door?
But I'm saying it's like it looks bad if I'm walking with a regular ticket. Hey, aren't you? No, I can't. I don't have a backstage pass. How embarrassing, huh? Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we got through that.
Yeah, so I don't think that's that big a deal. No big deal.
Lunchbox showed up and he just had his phone out. He was recording everything as he walked through, like recording other famous people back there. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Maybe back here we don't do that. But then I realize he's complaining about people doing that to him. Mm-hmm. You were doing to them what you didn't like done to you.
No, I was giving a behind-the-scenes look. I'm also like a reporter.
But you're not. We didn't ask you to do that. Maybe they were going, I'm a reporter for the B-team.
And I was giving people what it's like backstage at this event, the million-dollar show.
I'm just saying it was hypocritical of you.
Well, I didn't tell people to stop filming me. I just went back in the back and was like, all right.
Well, they also didn't tell you.
Well, they can go in their dressing room.
The dressing rooms are upstairs.
Yeah, that was weird. I mean, I went upstairs to a couple dressing rooms. It was a little weird.
Why'd you go into a couple dressing rooms?
I'm just looking around. I've never been up there to
browsing.
Like, I didn't realize there was that many dressing rooms. I only knew there was that first floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw people going up the stairs. And I was like, what's up here? So I went up there and saw dressing rooms. Like, I saw Scott Stapp's dressing room. I saw, like.
Did you go in them?
Yeah.
No, they weren't there. Oh, you're not supposed to walk into people's dressing rooms.
No, Scott Stapp was in there.
Okay.
Even worse.
Okay, so Scott Stapp is the lead singer of Creed, who we did some Creed songs last night. That place erupted. It was awesome. So he did Higher. Can you take me higher? And I asked Scott, I said, hey, we're doing this show at the Ryman, my band, The Raging Idiots, and it's for St. Jude. And he was like, yeah, I'm in. It's all done. I was like, really? He's like, I'm in immediately. And we did an hour-long podcast together, and we kind of got to know each other there. But it's like Creed. Like, I bought concert tickets to go watch Creed. And they came, and at rehearsal, he came in. And if you've never worked with anybody, and they were so successful, you're like, what is this guy going to be like professionally? Walked in, talked with every member of the band, like, stood around, just chilled, sang the songs. We were all like, oh my goodness, he's awesome. It was just so good. Last night it was so good. I think it was a surprise. I think people were like, oh yeah, Creed. Oh man, Creed. That kind of moment.
It was the eruption after he was done, I think, was one of the biggest.
They gave him a standing ovation.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't sit down. And then he was like, do I do another one? But we didn't practice another one. And I was like, no, just you're good, man, you're good.
And that was his first time to play the Ryman, right? Didn't he say that?
And it was his first time to play in like a year period. Yeah. He's like, I haven't performed at all. It was amazing. Michelle Branch So good. You know, they were in earlier.
I saw their dressing room.
Okay, but...
Okay.
They were in earlier, but we actually recorded that yesterday before the show because I don't want them to have to wake up and come up here. But Michelle Branch sounded so good. Like,
so good.
Just like the record. And then the Wreckers came out. Jessica came out, and they performed two songs together. And it was just super cool because they hadn't performed together in 10 years. Not like that. First time they ever reunited. She said it here. She was like, we got back together because you asked us to do this for St. Jude. That's super cool.
Yeah.
Dina Carter did Strawberry Wine, and the place, she didn't even need to hit a note on her guitar.
So good.
Everybody just would have sang the whole thing, and she's just the nicest. Another one of the surprise guests who we had closed the show was Jake Owen, who, easy ask for me, he's one of my best friends. And I didn't tell him he was doing three songs until he got there, and then he was like, I guess I'm doing three songs. And we did Down to the Honky Tonk, and then we did his Up There, Down Here, his current mm-hmm. single. And then at the end, we did Barefoot Blue Jean Night. And again, same type awesome. Of situation. Everybody was just going nuts. What was funny was he was telling a story because his daughter, Pearl, was with him. I think Pearl's 10. And some guy went up to Pearl and was like, hey, I've known your dad since he was playing Barefoot Blue Jean. And Pearl goes, well, he still plays it.
Still does that.
He still does that song. So that's pretty funny. But we raised a bunch of money. I mean, it was incredible. There are so many great moments. I mean, Madeline Edwards and Dave's Highway, two new artists, came out again and just leg swept everybody because, mm-hmm. you know, we had all this stuff happening and also like to introduce new artists during the show. And so people are like, okay, we had a couple of new artists, Parker McCollum, we had, and then they're like, okay, new artists, maybe we go get a beer or something. And all of a sudden they start singing like, oh, whoa, get back to your seat.
Yeah.
I had friends who were like, hey, what's that new group again? Or what was her name, Madeline Edwards? So just a great night. What?
I had a lot of fun, man.
Thank
Thanks
you
for having us.
Well, those two, so Madeline and Dave's, those, when they were performing, not only were they amazing and totally killed it, but backstage, they also had so much gratitude for you inviting them to be a part of it. Like, they couldn't stop talking about how...
That's in the contract. If you guys are back there, they had to do must that. Talk about me the whole time.
I mean, but I just thought that was cool to see, too. Like, just their excitement, and they were so thankful. Instead of being, you know, you never know how some newer artists are going to be, and they just couldn't have been more thankful.
I'm not sure what their record label status is, meaning if they even have a deal. I mean, them or Madeline. And I was talking to them after. I was like, it takes one person who's halfway smart to realize, especially them, because Madeline was early, so... She wasn't around way after the show. We were packing up. But they were because they played later. And I think it takes one person to see a brother and two sisters who sound like this. There's a, and you're good. You're absolutely good enough. You're better than a lot of folks that come in here that are supposed to be the best. It just takes one smart person to go, oh, there's a niche for a good group that's brother and sister, not just people put together. And because they're grinding. They're working real jobs every day, like normal person jobs. And like I admire that. Like we're not stopping, but we also got to pay the bills. So it's cool. It was really cool. And I didn't know that last night was going to be where it would eclipse $20 million raised for St. Jude through either the Radiothon or these live shows or specific one-offs that we do. But over the past almost 10 years, it's been $20 million. And Jake came out and presented me with a big award. And that's always awkward because I don't like surprises are tough.
Oh, you had no idea that was happening?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
And it was on TV, but then I didn't know how to... I was just like, how do I do my face? Like, I don't want to act like... Because it's very important, but if you're like, oh, yeah, this is... I don't know, there was just a fine line. And I was like, how do I do my face? I don't want to look like sad, but also want to be happy, but... So...
No, you did great.
We'll have to see how that goes in the edit.
You did great, because I didn't notice any awkwardness mm-hmm. when you got the
It
award.
Felt awkward, because I was like, oh, no. I don't like people talking bad about me or people talking good about me.
That's tough. Then they can't win.
I don't like
people. Josh, neutral.
That's right. I'm a control freak because I never had control. So when people are like, he's not good, I'm like, oh, shut up. They're like, he's good. Oh, shut up. I'll be the only person. I'll say all the bad stuff about me and I'll say all the good stuff about me. That's kind of how I've lived because I like to have the control. Not the healthiest, but it was just a great night. And I took and gave a bunch of friends, five pair, I think, of tickets that were mine. And so I gave them to different friends. And a couple of them texted me before the show. But they're like, we're here because traffic was terrible. We made it. And they were sitting in like the nosebleeds. And I was like, I don't even have good tickets to give my friends.
Oh, no.
Apparently every seat was good. They say.
Yeah, that's what they say about the Ryman.
But I like saw a bird land next to one of them in a picture.
They're so high up there.
I was like, dang, we can't even get like good tickets for my buddies. So a great show. just my, maybe my favorite ever. I will shout out Dierks Bentley too, because Tracy Lawrence got sick, had bronchitis, could not come and sing. And I told Dierks, and he was like, well, what songs? And I said, well, one of them was, you find out who your friends are. He goes, I know that. But Dierks has an album coming out this week. He's going to be on the show Friday. And I know he's going to New York to do Jimmy Fallon and do... And he, I was like, can you do it? He's like, yeah, I'll drive over. And so he came out and did a Tracy Lawrence, that Amazing. Song, and then did one of his own. Just 2 hour notice.
Yeah. It's
awesome. So you know what I found out?
Huh.
Who my friends were.
I
found out who my friends were. So it was a great night. I'm so tired. I probably slept an hour and a half.
Oh.
Not purposefully. I got home and it's 11:15 or so.
Oh, it was late.
Because mm-hmm. the show didn't end until 10:20. So I got home 11:15, 11:20. Maybe a little later because I stayed, took a bunch of pictures with listeners. I don't mind that lunchbox. I don't mind going out and doing stuff. And then Caitlin and I were starving, so we ordered a pizza.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Y'all went hard.
We did. And we ordered it like 11:35 or so, and it said pizza will be here between like 11:55 and 12. I guess not a lot of orders, so you could grab it. It was midnight. I'm still working on today's show, and the pizza still isn't there. And she's like, I'm tired. I have to go to bed. But there's no food. So she goes quickly and makes us both like a little healthy nacho thing, like Siete chips, like beef and whatever. She's like, eat this. And if pizza doesn't come, well, pizza got there like 12:50. Oh.
So did you eat that too?
No, it's too late. Mm. So I finally fell asleep about 1:15 or so and then woke up about 3:30.
Mm. Oh,
yeah, not a lot of sleep.
Okay.
It felt like a nap.
That is a nap. That is not literally a night's sleep.
Yes, but it wasn't because that was unhealthy. We just had a late show.
Yeah.
And then I had to stay up and work on this show.
And you had to wait
Not
for
in a bad
pizza.
Way. I'm lucky enough that I get to do that. But our boss was there last night, Rod, and he was like, you shouldn't work on the show tonight. I was like, that's easy for you to say. You don't have to do it.
You want
to
do it?
I'm going to get here and just sit on my thumb all morning. What do you want from me?
You know how you could have got home earlier? It's if you didn't take all those pictures. Snug
good,
out the back.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I got a few stories here. This is the one I didn't do during the news. I just needed a palate cleanser in between because it's a bizarre story. These catfishing stories, it almost doesn't matter, even if it's just somebody catfishing. But then when it ends up in, have you seen it?
This one is the craziest catfishing of all time.
An Alaska woman, 22, pleads guilty to killing her best friend, who's 19, with the help of three others after being catfished by a man online who promised to pay her $9 million if she sent photos of the killing.
What?
Oh my goodness.
A 22-year-old woman has pleaded guilty to murdering her best friend after a man said, $9 million, you do it, you give me the killing. She admitted in an Anchorage, Alaska courtroom on Wednesday to the first-degree murder of Cynthia C.C. Hoffman. Hoffman was found dead with a gunshot wound to the back of her head and a lot more stuff here that I'm not going to get into in details. On a hiking trail, prosecutors claimed that whoever was 18 at the time was catfished by a millionaire named Tyler. Police later revealed the catfish to be Darren Schillmiller, then 21, and that's what happened. She thought she was going to get $9 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Lunchbox, what else do you know about that?
That's all I know. I don't remember what the reasoning was, why he... I don't understand why he catfished to get her killed. Like, yeah. I don't... That's where
like
I...
Like, what the link was?
Yes.
Or maybe there wasn't a link, and we just wanted to see if he shoot it to anybody?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe that...
Because he wanted the video?
Or it was just like... Can I?
A game.
Maybe he never thought it'd be real.
What on earth?
I don't know because the story is like 7 or 8 lines because it just happened. But that is the bizarrest catfishing story I've ever heard. Yeah.
That he go like you come up with this idea that hey I'm gonna go after this girl and I'm gonna get to, you know, start messing with her mind and say, you know what, if you kill someone you get $9 million. It's like what will you do for money? It's like a real life Saul.
That's from the Daily Mail. He's over there itching with stories. What's your other one you have?
Oh, yeah. Savannah Chrisley revealed on her podcast, Unlocked, that the Chrisleys will be doing a new reality show that many production companies have been reaching out. They are trying to just
Locked up, Chrisley.
Is it in the prison or about them?
No, about outside them the outside the Got prison.
It. Okay, because, yeah, you can't make money as it in prison.
Yeah, or else Tiger King would be doing that.
Yeah, they can't make money while doing that. Yeah, I mean, they got to pay the bills. It's, I mean, they grew up rich kids that didn't have to work, and now they have to work because all that money they supposedly had was stolen.
Yeah, and Nanny Faye, one of the names she has recommended is Bounce Back Chrisleys.
It's not a show yet. I don't understand why they're trying to get sympathy. I mean, look, it would be like somebody who murdered somebody or somebody who robbed a bank or somebody who any crime at all, being found guilty. And going, well, you can't really say I'm guilty yet because 5% of people are found that when they're not guilty, they get caught. It's like, no. Once you're guilty, we get to say you're guilty. That's it. We didn't until then. But both of the parents went to jail for it. It's not like one of them got unlucky in a 5% deal. And I'll say it again. When they say 5% of these convictions, do you know who that is for the most part? It's people that have a bias against them because they're of color or minority, or people that don't have the money. Not rich white people. Honest to God. Most of that 5%, not rich white people. Because they have resources. I kind of hate they're getting a show. It's kind of bullcrap because they're only getting the show now because the parents are in prison. And if the parents are ever found on appeal that didn't happen or whatever, I'll come here and be like, hey, look, I was wrong about that because, well, the courts told me I was wrong. And then I'll sue the courts.
I don't think you can do that.
Oh, I can't sue the courts?
Well, no.
But it's kind of bullcrap. It is. Why we have sympathy, I don't know. They said guilty, both of them. And 5%, let's cut it in half. Then it's 2.5% if both of them got found guilty on separate trials, right? Like separate cases because they're doing different amounts of time, different charges.
Yeah, she got convicted of, some of the charges didn't stick against
her. Right, so
it
wasn't like they're both universal sitting up there on the same stand getting the same. So they had to be looked at differently because there are some charges for him that she didn't get.
Yeah.
And secondly, you should let Lunchbox come and visit you. We sent a letter to the prison.
I sent it twice.
Oh, yeah, have you heard back? Yeah. Nothing?
No.
Yeah.
So, whatever. I'll move on. It just fires me up. Because you can't use the 5% of... You can't when you're a rich white person with resources and fame. Those are the people who get off even when they do it. We've seen it. All right, I'm good. I didn't know they were launching a show. Yeah. Get me triggered, man.
Yeah. So you can watch?
Yeah, what channel?
Yeah.
And then I saw that Morgan Evans put out a statement yesterday. And so Morgan Evans and Kelsey Ballerini, they... got a divorce? Is it fine? It's done. Fine. It's finalized, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote this because he's been getting crushed. And I'll give you my version of it as well. But he wrote this yesterday. It's really sad for me to see this person who I spent so much of my life with and loved with all my heart saying things that aren't reality and leave out what really happened. She knows I'm not the type of guy to speak on those things publicly. If this is what she needs to heal, I hope it helps. All I ask is that if you're on my pages, please don't be mean. Don't be mean to Kelsey. Don't be mean to each other. Life's too short. The end. With something like this, there's three sides to the story, always. And this is a really sensitive thing for me to talk about because I have known them both closely for a long time. And so when Morgan had his song, it was a literal radio single. It's the song they were putting out. And so with that, we communicate with a label. I never ask personally my friends to come on the show because I feel like I don't want to be in that relationship. But if they have a single, they reach out and it's like, oh, cool. They want to come on. Cool. New radio single. He came in. Also, I love Morgan. Like, he's the best dude. And so with those two, it was also a relationship where we would purposefully seek out time, going to dinner, going to brunch. We both were on the road so much. It was a relationship where all three of us, we'd be like, we have got to get together. It's one of those friendships where we haven't seen each other in a couple of months. Holy crap. Let's go to brunch. Let's go eat dinner. Let's do something. So when the whole thing happens, and listen, I knew it was happening before it was out because, you know, that being said, I haven't heard, Kelsey hasn't, you know, reached out in a long time. So I haven't talked to her in a while. But I hate it for them, for both of them. And it's very sensitive. And I get beat up because I had Morgan on this show. And Morgan played the $1 million show last night. And they're like, well, why don't you have Kelsey on? Because she put out an EP. Kelsey hasn't contacted us for any reason whatsoever. Not once. Kelsey hasn't texted me in months. But if she still needed somewhere to stay or a kidney, I'd be right there. Because we grew quite close. And even though we don't hang out a whole lot now, that doesn't mean we're not close friends. I don't think you have to hang out every day to be close friends. But it is a very sensitive situation to me, and I'm going to support any of them. And so there's just three sides to the story, always. There's hers, there's his, and there's the real one. And I'll say this, and I want to say this as generically as possible. I hope it ends. I hope they stop. She's going pretty hard right now. She did a whole podcast. Sure, it's her right. She can do it. And I hope he stops. It's just... there are people in this town that know where the bodies are buried. There are so many receipts. There are receipts. There are hardcore receipts. That would, I'm not going to say end a career, but would definitely slow a career or two. And I'm afraid if this keeps happening and there's pew, 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 pew back and forth, that's what you're going to see. And I don't want it to happen. Heck, I got some of the receipts. I don't want that to happen. So I know this is going to get out on the internet. People are going to be like, oh, you're pro Kelsey, you're pro more. Nope, I'm not pro anything except I hate it for both my friends. And I hate it for anybody that has to go through this, but publicly. And I know Morgan, he doesn't want to talk about this publicly. So it sucks. It sucks for them on a much, much, much lower level. It sucks for me because you don't want to see your friends go through it. And I'm getting annihilated in my DMs. And it's weird because this is not a controversy I wanted. I just happen to be friends with them both. But I hope to God it stops. Because if it doesn't, it's going to get real bad. And that's all, and I'm not pointing that in any direction, but it's going to get real. You know when you go to CVS and they print out that really long receipt and you're like,
oh, yeah.
You're like, I got one tube of toothpaste. This thing's 11 feet long.
You got the rebate on the bottom?
Yeah, it's that. Yeah. It's that. That's the receipt. It's a CVS receipt. And they ain't out, and I hope they never come out. But I'm just begging. Stop talking about it. Talk about it through your music. That's fine. Because then you can always go, it's a song. So that's it. That's my statement. Leave me alone. That's it. And let them live.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Gaithersburg, Maryland. A man was walking out of the Safeway grocery store when someone approached him with a knife and said, hey, give me the keys. So the guy handed over the keys. Guy jumps in the car, starts it. Oh, man, it's a stick shift. Mm. Doesn't know how to drive it. Had to jump out and run away.
You have to give it the old zip a dongle. At least once.
It stalls out.
Or it's like, I'm going to try. I got nothing to lose. You got to do that once.
Because he might hit it.
I think we've all been there. We've been there even knowing how to drive a stick.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how. I tried.
I know, but we've all been. But
like, I drive
do,
a stick and I stall it.
Gotcha.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Eddie, your son has a birthday request for me.
Yeah, his birthday coming up, and he asked me for it, and I was like, I can't help you. Maybe ask Uncle Bobby.
Oh, so yeah, I was wondering why he didn't ask me.
Yeah, I mean, he gets nervous around you. Uncle Bobby, a little intimidating.
What?
Yep.
Still?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Is it because I got, like, my arms gotten bigger?
Yeah, you're a little jacked up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, if I can do it, I'll do it. What is it?
He wants Alan Jackson to come to his birthday party because they're going to the bowling alley. Him and his buddies, and he loves Chattahoochee, and he thinks it'd be cool if, like, Alan Jackson came and sang.
It'd be cool if he came to my party, too.
You know what I mean?
Like, if I was going to cash in that coupon.
I mean, he loves Chattahoochee.
Which son? How old?
He's turning 8.
Yeah. I mean, I love Chattahoochee, too. I think I have an Alan Jackson shirt on today. Speaking of that, I do.
But you
wow.
do.
Yeah,
well,
what do you think? I told him I'll ask. I don't know if we can, oh, he can boy. Do it.
Yeah, I don't either, but he's 8. We could probably just send an adult with a long blonde-haired wig and a cowboy hat.
There he is, son.
And say it's him. You can't get too close to him because of COVID. So stay 25 feet away. But that's Alan Jackson.
Yeah.
I can't. It's almost like the people that say, hey, man, big fan, can you get George Strait to come to my wedding?
And no.
I'm like, no, I can't. They're like, but we got a budget of like $100.
Definitely can't.
It's going to cost you $1 million for sure. Yeah, let him know. That'll be tough. But
okay.
If... for some reason, Alan Jackson calls and goes, hey, man, you know any kids at birthday parties? I will tell him that one.
Okay. All right. Thank you, man.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us today. Hope your Wednesday's awesome. Goodbye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.